fashionable torture. An exchange says, "It must be candidly confessed that this light, shallow emptiness of life has really no charms for a sensible mind. And even to those vanity-loving butterflies who regard flattery and nothingness as entertaining, what delight can there be in passing an evening in real physical pain? Of course, fashion is the all-important object to be attained, and in compliance with the caprice of the day, deprive the body of all case and freedom. The uncomfortable arrangement of a stylish wardrobe is too well understood to require mentioning. The long, graceful trail is, of course, always uppermost in the mind, fearing every moment lest some rude boot should press the delicate fold. Or the evening is passed in awful suspense for fear the damp air will take the crimp from the hair. While all the while, the face must wear its most charming smile, and the weary, anxious mind be exerted to the uttermost to seem agreeable. This is what I consider, from experience, torture. Think a moment, and I know you will decide with me. Remember that, owing to the style of dress, you are in the most uncomfortable situation possible, with your mind filled with anxiety for the welfare of your toilet, and perhaps made more uncomfortable by the knowledge that A's trail exceeds yours in length about half an inch. And then, in the place of a frown, which under the present circumstances would be far more natural, you must compel yourself to smile and talk very prettily on some subject in which you have not the slightest interest, all for appearance sake. And when all has passed, of what avail is the social gathering? Why not all appear natural, converse on some interesting topic, and speak your honest thoughts? There is quite enough deception practiced in the world without the aid of all this vain show. Ellen G. White.